Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings. Hey, let's put a bow on this third chapter of Romans, shall we? If you missed yesterday's podcast, we broke down the 29, 30, 31st verses of Romans 3. And in that 31st verse, that's the source of some consternation for people because Paul says, I'm reading from the New King James, do we then make void the law through faith? Certainly not! Exclamation point. On the contrary, we establish the law. And I've heard it argued and questioned, and I think the questions come from a real pure place. People want to embrace God's grace, but they're so frustrated by the law and the idea that they have to keep the law for righteousness. And so when they read 3:31, do we make void the law through faith? Certainly not. On the contrary, we establish the law. Their rebuttal, of course, is, well, according to Paul, just because you have faith doesn't mean you don't keep the law. Certainly not. We establish the law. Paul doesn't say we keep the law by faith. Paul says we establish, we fulfill, we complete the law by faith. In other words, and I go back and hear some of the things we talked about yesterday. In other words, what Paul means here by law and what we know he means about righteousness without the law. But also consider the fact that just because you're a Christian, or let me say that differently. Christianity comes by faith. It comes by faith in Christ and what he has done for you. That's the culmination of everything the law was trying to bring you to. The law was bringing us to the end of ourselves. The law was shutting our mouths and declaring us guilty. The law was assuring us that no flesh could be justified by the works of the law. I'm actually pulling these thoughts from the 19th and 20th verses of the same chapter, Romans 3. The law couldn't make anybody righteous. So people needed faith in Christ so that our sins could be dealt with. So we don't void out the law by our faith. We simply fulfill the law's purpose, which was to exhaust us until Christ. Paul would really get deeper into this in Galatians 3 when he would say that the law shut up our faith until Christ. So we don't void the law as if it was unimportant. We fulfill the purpose of the law when we show faith in Christ. We realize that the law is an albatross and that we cannot fulfill it. We cannot keep it. We don't void its effectiveness. We simply establish that it did what it was supposed to do. Okay. I hope that puts a little bow on that chapter. Starting tomorrow on New Year's Day, we'll get into the fourth chapter. That's where we're at, chapter 4, verse 1. But I want to announce over this next minute and a half a bit of a format change coming up starting tomorrow. Beginning tomorrow on the DDP, we will not have the introduction music and in intro or the outro. This doesn't eat up a lot of time, but I thought over the course of a month, it might give us 20 or 30 extra minutes, strangely enough, and that's good time for teaching. Plus, in the new year, we're not going to limit the DDP to 5 minutes. If I'm on a roll and we want to go 6 or 8, dare I say maybe even 10, we will. I don't foresee we'll ever go short of 4 or 5 minutes because that's sort of what I'm used to doing in these. But I don't want to have to shut it down just to keep that 5-minute format. So the DDP will have a couple of changes. No intro, outro. We'll just come right in and talk and go away because I think you know what we're doing. And I've been redundant. My announcer will introduce me. Then I'll come on and welcome you as well. And that's redundancy we don't need. But the second part, kind of opening up the end there where we can go a little longer, might give us a little more time to get into some things and do some other things. Okay, so new format. A little bit of a new format starting tomorrow, but the same familiar teaching and particularly starting tomorrow, Romans chapter 4. Man, we're into the good stuff. Happy New Year. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.